Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. There is a public meeting tonight at the Warfinger building, a meeting called by businessman Rob Arkley, who is concerned with the number of homeless on the streets of Eureka. Arkley issued a written statement pointing out some of the issues and problems associated with homeless activities in Eureka, particularly in the downtown and old town areas, stating that it harms local business and drives away both local customers and out-of-town visitors. Arkley argues that programs designed to help the homeless, such as food, clothing, showers, combined with lax jail policies and above-average assistance programs, make being homeless in Eureka an attractive alternative to other communities. Arkley was plain-spoken about his aims in dealing with the issue.
I'm not going to do the ridiculous move of give them a bus ticket to go somewhere else. No, we're going to defund these things and make it unattractive, not for the person who gets a bus ticket, but for all of them. Total success is dealing with it and no longer seeing them walk down the street.
The meeting begins at 5:30. Early this morning, the sheriff's office responded to a report of an armed robbery at the 76 gas station and mini mart in the 2600 block of Central Avenue in McKinleyville. Deputies met with the store clerk, who said that the male suspect walked into the store, pointed a black semi-automatic handgun at him, and threatened to shoot if he touched the alarm. He then put a duffel bag on top of the counter and demanded the money in the cash register. After the clerk gave him the money, he fled on foot. The suspect is described as a white male adult, 5'8", 140 pounds, wearing a black sweatshirt, blue jeans, and a red bandana over his face. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce announced on Tuesday that Donald Smullen has accepted the position of executive director at the chamber. Chair Greg Williston said Smullen, a North Coast native with an extensive background in communications and service in nonprofits, has a clear understanding of the challenges facing small businesses on the North Coast. Smullen was the executive director for St. Vincent de Paul from 2003 through 2008, and before that as the general manager of the Eureka Television Group. Smullen began his tenure with the chamber on the 12th and said in a statement that he is excited at the opportunity and excited to be working with the local business community. A second candidate has announced his intentions to run for the state Senate representing District 2 to replace Noreen Evans, who announced she will not seek re-election. Eric Lucan, the mayor pro tem of Novato, has thrown his hat into the ring, becoming the second candidate following the announcement that Arcata's Chris Lehman will also run for the Senate seat. Lucan, a Democrat, cites his background in business, his work on regional transportation issues, as well as his work on the Novato City Council in a heavily populated area, as the keys to his campaign. The sheriff's bomb disposal unit was called out to downtown Eureka on Tuesday morning after two pieces of unexploded ordnance were found at a construction site between H and I streets along the waterfront. Evacuations of buildings in the area were ordered as a precautionary measure, and the bomb disposal unit gathered both pieces of ordnance, identified as being Navy artillery shells. Both shells were safely removed from the site and rendered safe by the bomb disposal unit. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A bank robbery suspect is now in custody. Dan Squire has more.
An Oregon State Police trooper pulled over a vehicle driven by 58-year-old Gaskee resident Mark Cardinal on Monday after recognizing it may be the same vehicle used in a bank robbery in Cave Junction last Friday, as well as another bank robbery in Grants Pass on Monday. Cardinal is accused of entering the bank on Friday, handing the teller a note, brandishing a weapon, and then leaving with an undisclosed amount of cash. The Monday robbery followed a similar pattern, and a region-wide alert was issued, leading to Cardinal's arrest. Cardinal is also suspected of having committed several other bank robberies, as many as eight more, including incidents at the U.S. Bank and the Coast Central Credit Union in Crescent City last December, along with robberies in Arcata and McKinleyville. Del Norte County deputies served a search warrant at Cardinal's residence following his arrest, and he was booked into the Josephine County Jail on numerous charges. For KINS News, I'm Dan Squire.
Thanks, Dan. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.